As the dust settles on a tight election, voters want to know what comes next. Many are still facing a tough time with inflation, and now there's hope that a new slate of lawmakers might do something about it. I'm joined by Robin Farzad, host of Public Radio's Full Disclosure. Hey, Robin.
Deepa, how are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
All right.
So we've seen the Fed raise interest rates to rein in inflation, but now we'll have a new Congress in January, and many candidates promise to do something about the economy. Tell us, is there anything you think they can do to help bring down high prices?
Well, the headline problem is that, you know, the fiscal policy that you might want as a congressperson is at odds with the monetary policy that the bigger player, the Federal Reserve, is pushing through. The Fed is still tightening, and it's in the process of mopping up the excess liquidity, that a lot of which was a function of pandemic fiscal policy and tax cuts and PPP. So yes, there might be a sliver of unanimity between even the most progressive members of the House and kind of tax cut conservatives that we need to get aid out there, but they're not going to get the cover from the Fed. And I can't imagine them getting the numbers in the House to push it through the Senate and to have Joe Biden sign it. It's just not the environment for that. You do see a lot of gridlock in the next 2 years.
Yeah. All right. Well, let's just look a little specifically, because before we had the election, Social Security payments got a boost to keep pace with inflation. But what about other parts of the social safety net? Things like food stamps, they buy much less today than they did a year ago. Childcare costs more. Any talk of bolstering the social safety net?
There is, especially in the progressive wing of the party. That's definitely on a wish list. You're seeing really deteriorated purchasing power for very basic staples: eggs, milk, butter, meat, produce. And the problem is that these are precisely the types of stimulus, and other people wouldn't call it stimulus. They'd call it, you know, a cost of living adjustment, that those on the right side of the aisle would say is stimulative and inflationary. That in fact, the things that the Biden administration and the House and the Senate, when you had three wings of blue control, pushed through were inflationary. So I can't see the marginal members of the GOP or even borderline Democrats in the House wanting to push it through, to say nothing of Kristen Sinema and Joe Manchin, who might not be the swing votes in the Senate, but you still have such thin margins.
Yeah. I mean, you mentioned gridlock. It seems like that's what might happen, despite the fact that, you know, there were a slew of progressive candidates who might actually push some of these. But let's just focus on the House for a few seconds. Republican likely controlling by a slim majority. They have any plans for economic relief, even if the president won't sign it?
I don't think they want to do any favors for Joe Biden. It's going to be a policy of opposition. And we don't even know who the House Speaker of the House is and the majority leader is going to be. But if there is a crisis, I will say this, Deepa, if everything falls apart like it did again and you get the nod from the Fed to open the floodgates, that's where all bets are off. But I don't know if that's going to happen over the 2 years where kind of misery enjoys everybody's company.
So Robin, you're basically telling us we're in for more of the same.
I just don't. I mean, where do you see in the Venn diagram these parties getting along to say, yes, we agree and we want to send this up to the Senate and the president and we want to do each other favors? I don't know if we're in that environment.
All right. Robin Farzad, host of Public Radio's Full Disclosure. Thank you, Robin.
My pleasure. Thank you.